Well, hello and welcome to another episode of what episode are we at now? We're at Jamar Wellness Solutions. I used to be called Life by Jamar, but you know, things change and that's always good. I have on the line an amazing guest. She has been on with me before. It's actually been a year. I was looking back and I was like at stuff, and it was a year ago that you came on my podcast and told your story. So today is you know, I'm honored and blessed to have you on, Hannah. And she mainly, I'm going to just have her come on and just talk about her new business that she started a few months back, the ins and outs, the hard times, the good times. And just so you know, the name of her new company is Hannah's Handcrafted. Did I get that right, Hannah?
Yeah. Hannah's Handcrafted.
So thanks for coming on. Thanks for taking the time. I know things have been hectic, crazy for you. And being a mom and trying to run a business and still work from home and all of those things tend to add up and be a little stressful. So thank you so much for like carving out a little bit of time to talk to me and my listeners and just tell your story about, you know, your journey up until now, really. Because when did this whole thing start? When did you start the Hannah's Handcrafted?
Right. So we officially the Hannah business February 19th. So just, I can't do that. Right, 4 months ago.
Wow.
And it took about a month and a half to get licensed and certified and everything.
Okay.
So my husband and I, Nick, install elderberry syrup, which hopefully you've heard of. It's pretty trendy right now.
Okay, let me say that really quick because just to make sure that people heard that right. It's elderberry syrup. You started it back in February, which was like a couple months ago, which is crazy. You had to get a ton of licensing and all that, which that is so hard. I'm telling you, I just started a business myself. And there's so many things like that, that just like, well, hours and hours and hours of time that you have that you did not, compensate for, and you don't get compensated for either. But it's worth it in the end. And so there's some serious struggles in the beginning of a startup. It's like exciting, but then you have all of these, like you said, licensing. And so you had to get like what stuff from like the, like what kind of licensing is like state stuff or?
Yeah. So we are licensed by the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And we didn't have to get licensed by the Department of Health or the FDA, and maybe in the future, but right now we're just licensed by the state of Virginia, and we make all of our syrup in a commercial kitchen, so we had to get the kitchen licensed and everything like that, and because we could not make it in our home, so we had to find a commercial kitchen, get licensed, obviously, by the county that we live in, figure out how to pay taxes, which is hard to do, apparently. And then we actually went a step further, and in Virginia, there's a program called Virginia's Finest, and it's like specialty food items. And so we got our Virginia's Finest certificate as well, which like elevates us to like, this is like a top premium licensed certified product.
That's awesome. And you know, honestly, the whole FDA thing gets so blown out of proportion. I don't want that, to be honest. Okay, I've been in the health food industry forever and health and wellness industries. My mom owned health food stores. I don't really want the FDA involved in herbal and vitamins and stuff like that, because anytime they get involved, it just makes the price go up. And there's all these regulations and stuff. And so I wouldn't be able to get your elderberry syrup, you know, at this affordable pricing and it be as good quality and all those things if they were involved, because then they would have to have all this other junk, you know? Let him stick with the drugs. Let him stick with the drugs and leave our elderberry alone, right? So do you, okay, so it's an elderberry syrup, and it's really good. I got to have some. My daughter puts it in her tea, her green tea. I don't know if that's recommended, but that's just. Yeah. So where do you get your elderberries? And what made you come up with the, because there's, hold on just a second, let me read it right. There's ginger and cinnamon and honey, of course, which is amazing. I love honey. You know, we're big fans of honey in our household. We don't use sugar, we use honey. What made you come up with the, what, how did you find or come up with your, what do they call it, ingredients or?
The recipe.
Recipe is the word. Thanks.
So we started it in our own elderberry syrup about 4 years ago. And similar to you, we are just interested in natural products and just trying to make things ourselves and be self-sustainable. But we had our own chickens and bread.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So we started it in our own just after the recipe that we found online and just started tweaking it. And obviously, you can buy elderberry syrup at CVS and Target, but it always has added sugar, added preservatives, not local honey. And so we just wanted it to be as simple and clean and local as possible. And I elderberries come from a hillock. We belong to a hillock. And
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. They're from where?
We are part of the, like, a farmer's hillock.
Oh, so a farmer's hillock. Sorry.
And so that's where we get our elderberries from. And we use raw Virginia honey, and that comes from the farm just like an hour away from here.
Okay, so there's a secret that y'all don't know that I know. Well, you might know if you follow or if you put it out there. Hannah and her family are moving, and they're going to move to a huge property, so where they can have their own bees and honey and grow their own elderberry, which is exciting because that's huge. Was that something that you wanted to do before you started this business?
Yeah, my husband Brandon is from the country, and he loves agriculture and wildlife everything. And so yeah, he's always wanted to have his own farm, and it was kind of in our 5 to 10 year plan. But honestly, we decided in March, after we started the business, and the housing market in Virginia is crazy right now, and just with everything happening in the world, we didn't know if a recession is on the way, so we thought, well, if this is our plan anyway, let's just do it now.
Yeah.
And so we found a 2.5 acre farm on a beautiful house. And yeah, we are excited.
That is exciting. That's why you're sitting on the floor is what you were telling me earlier. So you've got boxes everywhere. And when exactly are you going to be moving out?
2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay. So on top of running and owning a business and working a full-time job, being a mom, you're also now, you know, moving in 2 weeks. That's just, okay, so your stress level is all at a whole other place. How are you controlling your stress? How are you managing it?
Oh, I don't feel stressed out at all.
I love that.
I'm pretty intentional about moving my body every day, whether that's like hardcore working out and just walking or whatever. I'm very intentional to take that time and every morning to spend time with Jesus. And
so Jesus, self-care, Jesus and self-care is what keeps you from being stressed out. That's huge. That's a huge testimony. Thank you for sharing that. That's what, hey man, listen, that's the only, anything good in my life is because of Jesus. So I feel you on that one. And whenever I try and start taking control of things, it's when I start messing everything up. Right. All right. So you've got this and you've got this idea and you put it together. Y'all got the commercial, you know, kitchen that you're using and all that. And you're selling it. Have you noticed, because it happened, okay, so listen, if you're listening to this, this all happened during COVID, which was a nationwide shutdown of the world. And so did you think that hurt sales or do you think it helped sales?
I think a little bit of both. So other than it's technically used, it has pretty good research to help shorten colds and flus. And so we started our business right during flu season. So that was helpful. And there was some controversial research about, does it help corona? Does it not help corona? Which all turned out to be pretty not true anyway. And that we, as a company, we don't make any health claims because right. We're not allowed to. We can just say what the research has shown, which the research has shown that it helps with colds and flus. And then obviously, the raw honey helps with allergies, and so we can say that. And I think we were pretty surprised at how well we did in the start. And obviously now it's summertime, so it's not flu season. And we still had orders almost every single day, and I think I know that our product is delicious and effective, mm-hmm. and I think our customers do too.
Well, they wouldn't be buying it again if they didn't think so, Hannah. That's how, like, being in that industry my whole life, you know, I always tell that to people. I'm like, go into a store and ask the owners or the people that are working there what is selling, because if it's selling, that means it's working. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing for sure that you can – I know you can't claim anything, but if you fuel the body, as a sports medicine trainer, that's what I do with people, right? I help them fuel their body for what? For performance. And if you can fuel your body and build your immune system, you're going to have a better chance against anything, whether you call it COVID or the flu or whatever you want to call it, the cold, mm-hmm. flu season, all that stuff. I mean, our body's immune system is made is supposed to, you know, sure. defend that. And so if you fuel your body and feed it good minerals and good, you know, herbs and spices and things like you put in your product, the elderberry, you're going to have a better chance of fighting against anything. I mean, it doesn't have to be just COVID, but to me, sure. like, it was like when, with my product that I have, it's a hydration product that I use with athletes. If you are hydrated, you're going to be healthier because God made our bodies that way. You know, we're what, 90% water or something crazy. Don't quote me on that. You know what I'm saying? Like we need it. And try and go 2 or 3 days without water and see what happens. Right. You can't. So you would die. So it's kind of important. Right. So when I'm just making a point of, if you fuel your body with things like honey and elderberry, like things that are in your product, and then you're also, you know, eating healthy and sleeping well, all those things help you have a defense against any kind of bacteria or virus, mm-hmm. you know, because that's just the way God made our bodies. And so it's not that you're claiming that, but to be honest with you, I think that it would be foolish not to want to, you know, fuel your body, you know, during, especially during a time where there's so many conflicting, you know, evidence out there or stories out there about this virus, mm-hmm. that virus, all whatever. I've never heard so many things in my life, you know, I had to shut it off. Right. So, anyways, we're not going to go political or anything like that. We're not going anywhere. We're talking about elderberry, right? So, But, you know, if you feel your body, you're going to feel good. And that's what you've been doing and helping people with. And if you're getting reorders, that means it's working.
Yeah, for sure. Which is so exciting. And we are in a few retail stores across Virginia. And
what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think we're in 6 or 7 stores in Virginia.
How do you keep up with that? That's huge. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's great. And we are actually hoping to break into the food service industry because, like you said, your daughter is mixing it with teas and people mix it with wine slushies and people mix it with gin and bourbon. And
did you just say alcohol? They're mixing it with their alcohol? I love that.
Awesome. I mean, hey, man. You're still getting all the benefits, and you get the benefits of alcohol if that's what you want.
Spoken from someone who's never drank in their life, right?
I don't know about that.
Really? I thought we had that conversation the first time. I thought that you haven't, but maybe you have, but you just don't drink.
I don't drink often.
Right. Oh, okay.
People are then putting it in the noses and mixing it with champagne. And so
that would be good.
That is our hope, is to get into food industry, and we'll see.
So have you guys made any fun videos or done anything crazy?
We haven't. Our customers have. I still just take a tablespoon a day. I'm not excited with it. But other people are doing some pretty cool stuff.
So you can add it to anything pretty much is what it sounds like, that you enjoy teas. Has anybody tried adding it to their morning coffee? Have you heard any of that? I haven't tried.
No, I should get my husband to do it. He's on coffee. I'll get him to try it. And
I'll get my husband to try it. I mean, we have it, so might as well. I didn't even think about that. So here real quick, because I know you've got a lot to do and we're both really crazy busy right now, which is awesome, you know. What were some of the things that you can tell us that when you're starting a business that you don't think of that maybe can help someone? Does that make sense? It's like what, like I know for sure there was one time I was watching your stories because I creep on you every now and then. And so I'm like, hey, Hannah, I'm still here. You were doing thank you cards and you're like, oops, that's probably a good idea to do. And you want to know what's interesting about that is when I was watching that, that was before I was selling my product to individuals. I was still just wanting to sell it to corporations. And I saw that and I was like, oh my goodness, I would have never thought of that either. So it was helpful to me, you know, later on when I ended up selling my product to individuals. So tell me a little bit about some stuff that you didn't think about.
Yeah. So I'm sure we've all had experiences of ordering things online and getting a personalized note and thinking, oh, that's so special. And I always think that that's so special, and I can't believe someone took the time to do that. And then the day that we launched our business, we had like 20 orders the first day. And I didn't put venti notes in any of them. I was just so overwhelmed with having 20 orders the first day and trying to figure out how to print shipping labels and doing everything that you have to do to ship things. And yeah, and you saw it. I went on Instagram and I said, hey, I didn't do this right. I didn't do right by the people who took the time to order my first day. And so since then, we've had over 300 online orders and then tons of orders just that come and pick it up from our house.
That's awesome.
And I had written venti notes since then to every single one.
I love it.
And now I used to just write them on like index cards. But now we had like graphic designed like fancy, then you know, so I still sign all of them.
Yeah, that's kind of what you have to end up doing. I started out just writing, and it just becomes too much because there's just so much. You have to print your labels. You have to, you know, get the boxes, and you have to have the stuff to packaging, and you know, then you, and there's so many things that you don't think of that is so time consuming, and then you mess up, or then you put something in wrong, or you know, and it's like yes, I can understand why you're printing them and signing them now, because that's exactly what I'm doing, and it does make it a little bit easier. Plus, you know, sending some direct, you know, like how to use it, stuff like that. Not prescribing, but just, you know, how to use it, or some of the fun ways that people are using it. Do you send emails out to people or anything like that?
I did one round of emails, and that was, I added a place on the website where you can read a review. And so I sent an email out saying, hey, there's this new feature. If you read a review, I'll give you 10% off the next order. Right. So I did that. So that was just one time. I haven't sent emails out since.
I haven't done the review thing. I get a ton of them, you know, to my Instagram and like private messages and stuff like that, or text messages. But I have not taken the time to sit down and put them on my website. And I really need to do that because there's so many of them. And I know that those kind of things really help other people. You know, and so I feel you on that. It's just there's so much to do that it's so hard to keep track of everything. But I do know testimonials are really important. So that's a great idea. I need to, make the time maybe this weekend and do that, you know, because it's the website stuff is so hard, you know.
It is so hard, and I tried to do it on my own initially, and it honestly looked terrible. Like, I don't know why anyone ordered anything from me, because it looked so bad.
I think they were people that connected with you, though, Hannah.
Yes, I appreciate that, and I think that's true. But yeah. I definitely paid somebody to make it look a lot nicer. And it's hard when you're starting out because you don't have a ton of money to do all the things. But I think, but I wish I had started out with the labels that we have now. I started out with labels that I just printed off myself. So just stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, I probably should have done that from the start.
Well, I mean, I think it's encouraging to say, listen, this is what I did. This didn't work, and now I'm paying for this and paying for that, and I feel you on that. I did the same thing. It's like I tried to do everything I could, because you don't have any money when you're starting up. I still haven't made a dime. I'm still, you know, working on getting things, you know, balanced, and it just takes time. And people don't realize that. They think, oh, you know, you're doing, you know, you're making sales, and then you're making money, and that doesn't mean, because everything that you sell goes right back into the business, you know. And so I mean, God's blessing our businesses, which is good, right? And we're not ungrateful, but there's just so many things, you know, that you don't think of. And it is important. I did the same thing. You got to have someone do your website, because it's like not, I mean, it's, yeah, mine was bad too. I needed a lot of help, and I got help, you know. And then, selling online too is really difficult. There's so much detail in trying to figure out how to do all the links and this link and that to that. And ugh.
I know. I appreciate that there are people that can do that and do it excellently. That is not me, but I am happy to pay those people who had those skills.
Well, once it's set up, then it makes other things flow better and stuff. And so it's worth the investment. I totally agree. And the maintenance and stuff like that. So you're doing well with it.
I have one more thought.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. So I don't know if you've had this problem, but right now it seems like the post office is having a hard time with things, which I have a lot of grace for, because everything is crazy right now.
Yes.
But I have had several, not a ton, but several things that I have shipped not gotten to customers.
Yeah.
And it stinks as a business owner to have to send in a new product, because mm-hmm. obviously they're not going to pay for something that they didn't get, so then you just send in a new one, and that's like not a huge deal, and I would much rather do it than not do it and have somebody not happy with me, but it just stinks as a business owner.
It does.
So like, oh, well, there's $27 that just disappeared into the mm-hmm. world of the post office.
Yeah, I had problems with north. I had more problems up north than when I'm than when deliveries happen in the south for some reason. Mm-hmm. I've only ever had someone say, "Hey, I never got that." It's happened a couple of times, and I'm like, I sent that out like 4 weeks ago. Why didn't you contact me sooner? You know, and because there's no way of us knowing. And yes, it is. It adds up quite a bit, actually. You know, financially. But like you said, we do give them grace because we're all kind of. It's getting better. But in the midst of it, when you and I were, you know, starting this thing and doing our stuff and shipping things out and all that, it was hard because staff was low and demand was high because nobody could go anywhere, right? And so even like Amazon and UPS and all those, I mean, they're finally getting better at it. But yeah, I was using the U.S. Postal Service because that was the most affordable one, and I had a few of those issues too. And there's really nothing you can do. You just got to. I mean, what I would always do is I'd send them next day, which is even more expensive, and just to make up for it, because you don't want that person to think that, you know, you don't care. I get that. I totally get it. And it is frustrating. But you know what? I feel like God honors it in the long run. And I had one of my customers that happened with that contacted me back, and they said, listen, you know, thank you so much for honoring that and doing it and stuff. And I'll, you know, I'm going to be telling other people about it, you know, so. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where, you know, you do what you can, the best you can. Customer service, I mean, we're in this business because we love people. Right. We're in the business of caring for people. And, you know, you just, there are things that happen when you work with people, you know?
For sure. And I just always try to think, if I was a customer, like, what would I want to have happen? Yep. So definitely doing everything we can to do right by people. Because, yeah, I heard about someone being happy and joyful and enjoying that elderly share more than I heard about $27, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And they're going to be, you know, getting, they'll be return business on it, you know. Yeah. It's just getting it out there saying, it wasn't my fault. I need to get back to doing that. I was for a while there putting on the return emails that after an order, I would say, we've had some problems with the U.S. Postal Service and they're asking for grace during this time. I think people get that. You know, it's just part of what we're going through right now, you know?
But there's definitely starting us now. Like, I want to start off doing things excellent so I can grow. I would love to be the best elderly share in the country, but if I start off not doing right by people, that's never going to happen.
Yep,
they're definitely doing everything I can to do things right now so that I have the ability to grow and that people know that I'm trustworthy and that there's somebody that they want to buy from.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I think we covered every topic you and I wanted to, you know. I just wanted to have you on and just tell your story and be like, if there's something that you want to do, do it. And it's okay if you fail at it. You just pick yourself up off the floor and dry the tears and move on. And, you know, people understand that my biggest thing is like, failure is how you learn. It really is. And we're so afraid to fail. We don't want to fail. but it's just part of the process, unfortunately. And, you know, even talks about in God's word, I was reading it today in James, you know, persevere, because the prize is great. You know, you got to persevere. And during that perseverance is where you learn and you're able to get to that next level. You know, so, I mean, it sounds like you've had a lot of perseverance lately. So this is a good thing. That's how you get to Worldwide Handcrafted, right? And then next time, I'm sure when I have you on, it'll be because, you know, you'll be celebrity status and your stuff will be everywhere. That's so cool. You're in stores. I didn't even know that. That's really neat. Hannah, that's a hard thing to do, to get on a store shelf. That tells me a lot about your, you know, fortitude to just like get things done. Like you get things done.
Brandon and I had gotten very good at just cold calling people and being like, hey, this is who we are. Would you be interested?
Is he cold calling or are you doing it too?
He does most of it. I do my emails. Mm-hmm. We had a whole spreadsheet of places all over the state. And so we tried to do like 2 places a day. Like, that's our goal, right? Mm-hmm. Reach out to 2 stores, 2 restaurants a day, and see what happens.
Yeah, that's an awesome goal. That's huge. Yeah. Well, good. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Why don't you tell us, okay, tell us where we can, because I know you have 2 Instagram accounts now. You still are Feeding Tune Fitness, but then you also have one for your business. Is it Hannah's Handcrafted?
Hannah's Handcrafted LLC.
LLC. Okay. So Hannah's Handcrafted LLC on Instagram. And then what is the website? I think it's on here, actually.
Handcraftedbyhannah.com.
Handcraftedbyhannah.com. And I'll put that in the show notes, you know, when I finally get around to doing the show notes and getting this edited and out. Not that I edit, but you know what I mean? All the stuff that it takes to get a podcast out.
Do a 10% off code if people want to.
I think that would be an awesome idea.
You want to just make it January?
Can you like do that? That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then I'll put that on the show notes. But I'll also, whenever I promote this podcast on Instagram, I'll put that on there. I'll be like, hey, and I'm VIP. So I get, if you use my name, that's cool.
Yeah, I'll set it up right now.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I always love just talking to you, but this is so fun to be on the podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate you carving out the time for me. I miss you. I know we've both been just like crazy busy missing each other, but we're always there for each other. Yeah. And so maybe after you've settled down in 2 weeks, you know, at your new place, we can, you know, reconnect again and but you know, we got each other's digits, so we can always talk through text and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So, well, tell everybody in the household that Jamar said hi and, that I'm praying for you guys and I wish you the best with your business. And, it's exciting times. It's 2020. I've been saying it. It's the year of double, double. So your business is going to take off double, double. I just claim that. I can't wait to watch it happen because you've done so much in such a short time. And 3 months from now, it's going to be a whole nother ball game.
So have you. It's been really fun to do this like at the same time with you and just trying to figure out all these things that we had never done before. Because I never thought I would start a business. I don't think you ever thought you would start a business either.
Not like the ones we're in, that's for sure.
No, every day.
You just never know what God's going to throw at you.
I know.
All right.
I want to see the discount code that I just made and cut it up.
I missed that part. I'm sorry, Hannah.
I'll text you the discount code I just made.
Oh.
It's just January 10th, and people can use it.
Okay, awesome. I'm excited to share that. And I guess that's all we got for now. I just will leave on that note of, you know, bye for now.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye, Hannah.
Bye, Jane.